श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत पूज्य वैष्णव भक्तवृंद की नमाचर्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्रीद्वैत गदाधार शिव साधि श्री गौर भक्तवृंद की ग्रंथराज श्रीमद् भागवतम की समवेत वैष्णव भक्तवृंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे हरि हरि बोल। वंदेहम श्रीगुरु श्रीजूत श्रीगुरु वैष्णवांश्च सागर जात सहगुनर्गुण सजीव साद्वैतम सवधूत परिजन सहिता कृष्ण चैतन्यदेव श्रीराधा कृष्णपादा सहगन ललिता विशाखान्यतांश। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधाकांत तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधिवृंदावनेश्वरी विशाभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि तुभ्ये वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद अद्वैत गदाधर शिवशादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे मुकं करोति वाचालं वंगं लंघायति गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुकारिणं परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्यं। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 8, Text 14 to 19. Text 19 is written on the board. So, from text 14 to 18, I will be reading myself alone. And we will recite together text 19, which is written on the board. Text 14. मैत्रेय उवाच मतुः सपत्ना सदुरुक्तिविद्ध ससन्नृषादण्डहतो यथा हि हित्वा मिषन्तं पितरं सन्नवाचं जगाम मातुः प्ररुदन् प्रकाशम्। ट्रांसलेशन द सेज मैत्रेय कंटिन्यूड माय डियर विदुर एज अ स्नेक व्हेन स्ट्रक बाय अ स्टिक breathes very heavily, Dhruva Maharaj, having been struck by the strong words of his stepmother, began to breathe very heavily because of great anger. When he saw that his father was silent and did not protest, he immediately left the palace and went to his mother. Text 15. Tang nishasantam spuritadhurastam sunitirutsangam udujjavalam nishamatat paura mukhan nitantam sabibathe jat pradidam sapatnya. Translation. When Dhruva Maharaj reached his mother, his lips were trembling in anger, and he was crying very grievously. Queen Suniti immediately lifted her son onto her lap, while the palace residents who had heard all the harsh words of Suruchi related everything in detail. Thus, Suniti also became greatly aggrieved. Text 16. Sotsrijya dharjang vilalapa shoka dabagnina dabalate babala vaikyam sapatna smarati saruja sriyadrisha baspakala mubaha. This incident was unbearable to Suniti's patience. She began to burn as if in a forest fire, and in her grief she became just like a burnt leaf, and so lamented. As she remembered the words of her co-wife, her bright lotus-like face filled with tears, and thus she spoke. So, small purport is written by Srila Prabhupada. When a man is aggrieved, he feels exactly like a burnt leaf in a forest fire. Suniti's position was like that. Although her face was as beautiful as a lotus flower, it dried up because of the burning fire caused by the harsh words of her co-wife. Text 17. Dirghaṁ śaśanti vṛjinaiśya pāraṁ apaśyati bālaka māha bālā mamangalaṁ tato pareśu maṁsthā bhunti jana jāt paradukkhadāstat. Translation. She also was breathing very heavily, and she did not know the factual remedy for the painful situation. Not finding any remedy, she said to her son, "My dear son, don't wish for anything inauspicious for others. Anyone who inflicts pains upon others suffers himself from that pain." Text 18. Saptam suracha vihitam bhavan me jadur bhagaya udare grihita stannena vriddhascha vilajjate jam bharjati ba budho middas patirmam. Suniti said, "My dear boy, whatever has been spoken by Suruchi is so, because the king, your father, does not consider me his wife or even his maidservant. He feels ashamed to accept me. Therefore, it is a fact that you have taken birth from the womb of an unfortunate woman, and by being fed from her breast, you have grown up." And text 19, which is written on the board, that we shall recite together. Atishtha tattato vimatsarastam uktam samatrapi jat apalikam aradhaya adukshaja aradhaya adukshaja పాదపద్మం జాదిచ్ఛసే జాదిచ్ఛసే అద్భాషణం ఉత్తమో జథా అతిష్టతత్తాతో విమత్సరస్తాం ఉక్తం సమత్రాపి జాదవ కిల అబలికం ఉక్తం సమత్రాపి జాద్ అబలికం అరాధయాధుక్షజ పాద పద్మం జదిచ్ఛసే అద్ధాసనం ఉత్తమో జథా అతిష్టతత్తాత విమత్సరస్తాం ఉక్తం సమత్రాపి జాదవ కిల అబలికం అరాధయాధుక్షజ పాద పద్మం జదిచ్ఛసే అద్ధాసనముత్తమో జథా అతిష్టతత్తాత విమత్సరస్తాం ఉక్తం సమత్రాపి జాదాబలికం అరాధయాధుక్షజ పాద పద్మం జదిచ్ఛసే అద్ధాసనం ఉత్తమో జథా అతిష్టతత్తాత విమత్సరస్తాం ముక్తం సమత్రాపి జాదాబలికం అరాధయాధుక్షజ పాద పద్మం జదిచ్ఛసే అద్ధాసనముత్తమో జథా ఉక్తం సమత్రాపి జాదాబలికం అరాధయాధుక్షజ పాద పద్మం జదిచ్ఛసే అద్ధాసనం ఉత్తమో జథా అతిష్టతత్తాత విమత్సరస్తాం ఉక్తం సమత్రాపి జాదాబలికం అరాధయాధుక్షజ పాద పద్మం జదిచ్ఛసే అద్ధాసనముత్తమో జథా మాతాజీ అతిష్టతత్తాత విమత్సరస్తాం ముక్తం సమత్రాపి జాదాబలికం అరాధయాధుక్షజ పాద పద్మం జదిచ్ఛసే అద్ధాసనముత్తమో జథా వర్డ్ మీనింగ్ అతిష్ఠ జస్ట్ ఎగ్జిక్యూట్ తత్ దట్ తాత మై డియర్ సన్ విమత్సర డౌట్ బీయింగ్ ఎన్వియస్ తమ్ అన్ టు యూ ఉక్తం సెట్ సమత్రాపి బై యువర్ స్టెప్ మదర్ యత్ వాట్ ఎవర్ అబలికం దే ఆర్ ఆల్ ఫ్యాక్చువల్ ఆరాధయ జస్ట్ బిగిన్ వర్షిపింగ్ అధుక్షజ ద ట్రాన్సెండెన్స్ పాద పద్మం లోటస్ ఫీట్ యది if ichchasi desire adhasanam to be seated along with uttamaha your step brother uttama yatha as much as translation and purport by his divine grace ac bhaktivedanta swami srila prabhupada jai srila prabhupada ki translation my dear boy whatever has been spoken by suruchi your stepmother although very harsh to hear is factual therefore if you desire at all to sit on the same throne as your stepbrother uttama then give up your envious attitude and immediately try to execute the instructions of your stepmother without further delay you must engage yourself in worshiping the lotus feet of the supreme personality of godhead purport the harsh words used by suruchi to her stepson are true because unless one is favored by the supreme personality of godhead one cannot achieve any success in life man proposes god disposes suniti the mother of dhruva maharaj agreed with her co-wife's advice that dhruva engage himself in the worship of the supreme personality of godhead indirectly the words of suruchi are a benediction for dhruva maharaj for because of the influence of his stepmother's words he became a great devotee namam vishnu padaya krishna prasthaya bhutale srimate bhakti swarupa damodara swaminiti namine namah sad bhakta manaye manipura uddhavaya cha prabhu padala sad bani pracharo niratayati So when Suruchi, Dhruva Maharaja's stepmother, scolded him, Dhruva Maharaj, he felt so much insulted and aggrieved that he was breathing like a snake which was struck by a stick. As he was Kshatriya, so by nature he could not tolerate the insult. Scolding of his stepmother. So he came to his mother and he was crying and breathing very heavily, narrating the incidents that took place. And all the other maid servants who were present there, they also came. Some of them came to Suniti, Dhruva Maharaja's mother, and they also narrated what happened. And after hearing all this narration, Dhruva Maharaja's mother Suniti also became very much aggrieved. But after some time, she tried to get back her mental equilibrium. She became balanced in mind. She controlled her emotion and started to speak. Giving very beautiful advice to Dhruva Maharaj. So in this way, by this behavior of Suniti, it is proved that Suniti is a great devotee. The way she behaved, the way she answered, it is a proof that she is a very great devotee of Lord Vishnu. Although in the beginning she was little disturbed, but within a short time she realized the truth and she tried to give solace to her son. This is the symptom of devotee. Sometimes devotee may get disturbed or aggrieved, but they can very quickly overcome that condition. Devotees are, the heart of devotees compared with a golden pot, and the heart of non-devotees is compared with earthen pot. Earthen pot, they break very easily, but cannot be repaired also. If we break an earthen pot, breaks very easily, but cannot be repaired easily, cannot be repaired at all practically. It is very difficult to repair a broken earthen pot. But a golden pot doesn't break so easily. It takes a hard struggle to break a golden pot, but it can be repaired very easily. It cannot be broken very easily, but it can be repaired very easily. Similarly, the heart of a devotee cannot be broken so easily. They are not disturbed so easily. But even if they are disturbed, it can be repaired, that disturbance can be repaired very easily. So you see from the behavior of Suniti, that although she was disturbed for the time being, for a moment, but very quickly she repaired her broken heart and she started to drop some gem-like instructions from her mouth. So she told Dhruva Maharaj, she told Dhruva, "My dear son, whatever instruction is given by your stepmother is true, it is correct." So she is taking the essence from the scolding of his co-wife, of her co-wife. Co-wife. This is also another symptom of devotee. Even from adverse condition, from adverse situation, they take the good part. There may be apparently some adverse or bad situation, bad condition, but devotee always tries to take the good part. There is a very nice instruction of Chanakya Pandit, that one should try to take nectar from poison. Vishadapi amritam grajyam. That one should try to collect nectar from poison. Vishadapi amritam grajyam. Amedhadapi kanchana. If there is a piece of gold, even in stool, an intelligent person can wash that stool and collect the gold, piece of gold. So even from stool, an intelligent person can collect the gold. Vishadapi amritam grajyam, amedhadapi kanchanam, nichadapi uttamam gyanam. And good knowledge, if it comes from a very low-born person, an intelligent person accept that knowledge. Sometimes maybe some third-class person or some, low-born person speak something beautiful, then we should take the essence. Just like here, Suruchi, who was not practically a sincere devotee, although she uttered the name of Supreme Personality of Godhead and advised Dhruva Maharaj to take shelter of Supreme Personality of Godhead, but still she was not a sincere devotee. Practically speaking, in ancient time, everybody accepted, except few asuras, demons, everybody accepted God. Just like here we see Suniti, although she is not a sincere devotee, but still she accepted the existence of God. But she was utilizing God. She was trying to utilize God for her own purpose. But Dhruva Maharaja's mother ignored her drawbacks. Dhruva Maharaja's mother ignored the drawbacks of his co-wife, of her co-wives. This is called co-wife? I mean, is it? She ignored the negative parts. She just took the essence. Just like one collects gold from stool. So this is the symptom of devotee. They are like honeybee. honey bee always interested in honey. They go to flower to collect, just to collect honey. They are not interested for filthy places. But the house fly, they collect, they are very much interested to enjoy cough or, you know, all these dirty things. They are always sitting on a stool or cough. But the honeybee, they are interested only for honey. They collect the honey. So this is symptom of the devotees. They are all the time interested to find out good qualities. Even from the bad people, even in a bad person, they try to see the good quality. They magnify the good qualities of a person and minimize, even try to cover the bad quality of a person. Even after initiation, when someone becomes a devotee, sometimes we have to be careful about that. Sometimes we may feel to maximize someone's fault and minimize the quality. But if we are really sincere in our devotional practice, then we should magnify the quality of a person, and if possible, we can cover the drawbacks. It is a symptom of devotee, and also it is found in Supreme Personality of Godhead. We see when Putana Rakshasi came to kill Krishna, Krishna understood, but still Krishna only could, he was thinking that this lady has come to offer her milk like a mother. So there is one qualification, that she is like my mother. She has come to serve me like my mother. So Krishna completely ignored her bad aspect, bad sight. And so much so that Krishna delivered that Putana Rakshasi and offered her position like her own mother. She was promoted to spiritual world and she was given a position of her mother only because somehow or other Krishna drank her milk. So it was like Krishna drank milk from his mother. So in this way, Krishna ignores the bad qualification. He only magnifies the good qualification. Even if there is no, practically speaking, good qualification, but he tries to find out the good qualification. So it should be also our motto. As we are trying to become devotee of Lord Krishna, we should behave in such a way that whenever we come in contact with any person, even with karmis, we will try to find out the good qualification. Here we see that Suniti, mother of Dhruva Maharaj, as she was a real devotee, she found a good qualification. She took the essence from the advice of Suruchi, that yes, she is correct. If you really want to achieve something, then you should try to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if the Supreme Personality of Godhead is happy, there is nothing impossible to achieve. You can achieve anything, whatever you like. So she is correct, and you just take this instruction. And she also told that you should not think, or you should not wish for anything inauspicious. That means you should not curse her. See how great soul Suniti is, that she is teaching her son rightly. She is not joining with her son to support him that yes, your anger is okay and you should retaliate or you should curse your stepmother. No. She is giving the proper advice. So from this behavior, we also can learn how a mother or parent should behave with their children. That Suniti is giving proper advice to her son that you should not curse your stepmother. My dear son, don't wish for anything inauspicious for others. Anyone who inflicts pains upon others suffers himself from that pain. Cursing is easy, that we can curse anyone, but the curse come back to us. So we have to be very careful. Especially when anybody curses to a devotee, It is dangerous. It is dangerous. The whole curse will come back to him in a multiplied form. So that's why devotee never curse, even to non-devotees. Devotee never curse. Cursing is not general practice of devotee. But even if devotee curse, it is indirectly a benediction. Because devotee's mouth is like this. Their tongue is like this. It is always all auspicious. Just like God is all good. Devotee's cursing is also good. Just like Narad Muni cursed Nalkubar. And that was good. That was good for Nalkubar. But still, here Suniti is advising her son not to curse. A similar behavior we also find in the behavior of Parikshit Maharaj. When he was cursed by a Brahmin boy, Parikshit Maharaj, although he had full power to counteract that curse, and he also could curse that Brahmin boy, because practically speaking, this curse was too much for a small offense. But Parikshit Maharaj did not counteract and did not curse. He accepted it as Lord's blessing. So this advice of Suniti, that you should not wish for anything inauspicious for others. Anyone who inflicts pain upon others suffers himself from that pain. It is a very good lesson, very instructive. And another important point, as Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, that indirectly the words of Suriji were a benediction for Dhruva Maharaj. So this is also another devotional vision, that even in adverse condition, the devotee can find benediction. For devotee, everything is benediction. For devotee, a loss is a gain. A gain is also a gain. There is no loss for devotee. Devotee sees always everything is auspicious. Even curse is a benediction for a devotee. It is very difficult to have that vision, that how in adverse condition we can see good, we can see benediction. It's very difficult. Ordinary people, especially the non-devotees, they can never find any good in adverse situation. But a devotee, a sincere devotee, he sees every adverse situation as a benediction. There are so many stories and incidents from which we can be convinced of this conclusion. There is an interesting story of a minister and a king. Perhaps all of you have heard this story, but we can repeat as it is substantial. There was a king who was not believing God, who was atheist, and his minister was a good devotee. He was a sincere devotee of Lord Krishna. So all the time the minister used to tell that whatever is happening by the will of God, it is all good. God is all good. And the king was protesting. King told, I don't believe this. It is impossible. There are so many bad situations. There are so many problems in the world. How can you say God is all good? One day, the king cut his finger accidentally. So then the king showed the finger. It was bleeding. And the king showed the finger to his minister. Do you think it is good? You say God is all good. Do you think it is good? So the minister told, yes, it is also good. So the king became very upset. He felt insulted. I got my finger cut and you are telling it is good. What kind of friend are you? So now I'll arrest you and put into prison. So do you think if I put you into prison, do you think this is also good for you? Do you think because you say God is all good, so now I will arrest you and I will put into prison. So do you think it is good for you? So the minister said, yes, this is also good for me. Okay, so then immediately the king ordered his servants to arrest the minister and put him into prison. So the minister was put into prison. But minister was happy. Yes, it is also blessing of God. It is also benediction. But how it is benediction, I don't know, but it is benediction. Undoubtedly it is benediction. In those days, the king used to go out for making enquiry how the subjects are living, what comments they are passing. They used to go in disguise. so that they could directly understand the psychology of the people. The kings are very sincere in those days. So that king, one day he dressed himself like an old man and he went out to see the situation of his kingdom. So when he was crossing a lonely place, a forest, some dacoits, some robbers arrested him and took him by force. They were worshipping some kind of Kali called Bhadrakali or something, who accepts human sacrifice. I mean, human body can be sacrificed in front of her. Generally, the dacoits and robbers, before going to attack some big house, they do this type of sacrifice to Mother Kali to get success in their endeavor. So they took the king, but because king was without any weapon and also he did not want to disclose his identity, and the numbers of dacoits are so many, so he was completely controlled by these dacoits and he was taken in front of Kali. And the head priest came and the head priest asked, okay, so we can offer this person, we can sacrifice this person before Kali. But one thing, according to Shastra, if there is any spot on his body, this body cannot be offered to Kali. So they started to check his body and they found one little cut on the finger. So then the head priest told, you are lucky, go, go. We cannot sacrifice you because you have got this cut. So then the king immediately realized, like an electric shock, he realized, yes, God is all good. God is all good. But still he had a question. Yes, God is all good for me because for this cut in the finger, today my life is saved. But how it is good for the minister who is suffering in the prison? I arrested him and put him into prison. I don't think it is good for him. I don't think it is good for him. He is suffering in the prison. So then immediately the king came back to his palace and he himself took the prison key and he opened the room of that prison room where our minister was waiting and chanting. Then he embraced the minister and told, yes, you are correct. God is all good. But one thing, I have a question in my mind. I realize that God is all good because he narrated the whole story how he escaped from the kites. But I have a question that how it is all good for you because you are suffering in the prison. And the minister replied, my dear king, you see, do you remember whenever you go out, I used to accompany you? Whenever you used to go out, I used to accompany you. But because I was in the prison, I could not accompany you. So when those dacoits, arrested you, took you, I was not with you. If I was with you, they could have arrested me also. But you know, in my body there is no spot like yours. In my finger there is no spot. So those same dacoits could kill me if I was with you. Generally, it is our general practice that whenever you go out in disguise, I accompany you. But today, because I was in the prison, I could not accompany. In this way, God saved your life and God saved my life. Very instructive story. So, this is the vision of devotee, that even if in adverse situation, they find some benediction. Sometimes we may miss some good opportunity. Suppose you purchase a plane ticket, aeroplane ticket, and you miss the aeroplane. You miss the aeroplane. There is nothing to be, to feel sorry, because we must understand there is some blessing of God. I heard from somebody, some devotee, that one person missed a train. He purchased the train ticket. It is not very costly ticket, say for example 15 rupees. With 15 rupees, someone purchased a train ticket and he missed the train. He lost how much? 15 rupees. That is also due to his some karma. But Krishna adjusts in so nice way for devotee. That after some time he heard that the train fell into an accident. So, what is a greater loss? Losing life or losing 15 rupees? So then he realized, it is good that I missed the train. But sometimes immediately we cannot understand and we feel disturbed. Ah, we should not feel disturbed. Recently someone told me that in your Shastra it is written that if you chant Hare Krishna, then God gives rain. Parjanna adanna sambhava. Some sloka is there in Bhagavad Gita. But you are chanting, all the devotees are chanting so seriously, but there is no rain. This year, yes, this year rain is less. So immediately we may fall into doubt, but if we are sincere devotee, we should not doubt. Generally outside people, they are committing so much sin. So now the counter argument is that, okay, outside people are committing sins and there is no rain, we can accept. But inside Mayapur, all the devotees are chanting so seriously, sincerely, from Mangala Arati to Sandha Arati. But still there is no sufficient rain. We must understand that God has some good purpose. Sometimes I feel that now the foundation work of Vedic Planetarium is going on. It is a foundation. This year is very important because now they are doing the foundation work. And I heard from the engineers that, you know, rain may disturb them. If it rains so much, the work will be blocked. And God doesn't want that, I am sure. Because foundation is very important. The whole building is based on the foundation. So if the foundation is disturbed by rain, so much rain, the whole building will be, weak. So also they want to finish the foundation quickly. I think in this year, if there is no sufficient rain, then the foundation of Vedic Planetarium Temple will be done very quickly without any hindrance. And this is one of the feeling I have. I don't know, maybe other devotees can have other feeling, but it is one of the feeling that God doesn't want to disturb this work progress, that the engineers and workers are working so rapidly. I see every day there is progress, and it is possible because this year there is no flood. This year there is rain. It is not that we are dying. There is sufficient rain for sufficient food production. It is not that people will not have food, but there is no flood like, many years there is no flood. So if this year there is flood, it will be a great hamper to this Vedic Planetarium Temple. We don't know what is the plan of God, but we must have faith in scripture. We must have faith in scripture. And in any adverse situation, we must see that there is a benediction, at least for the devotees, there is a benediction. If you read the story of Pandavas, in each and every adverse condition, the result was, the outcome was a benediction. First example is Bhima took poison. Duryodhana in his childhood, he gave him a sandesh, a sweetmeat mixed with poison, very dangerous poison. And what was the outcome? Outcome was that Bhima got, if you read the whole story, the outcome was that Bhima entered into, the bottom of the water where Vasuki at that time, because Krishna was there, all the demigods came on this planet. Vasuki constructed her palace under the water. And she also had share of amrit, nectar. And she shared some nectar with Bhima. Bhima got chance to drink nectar. And Bhima got energy and power of, 10,000 elephant. So if I tell in short that simply by drinking poison, Bhima got power of 10,000 elephant. How it sounds? Simply by drinking poison, Bhima got power of 10,000 elephants. Then you can cite any example of Pandavas, any adverse condition in their life. They were tried to, Duryodhana tried to burn them in that house of, Lakshagriha, the house of made with inflammable things. There also it was benediction, because they escaped from that house. First Bhima married Hirimba, and his son Ghatotkacha. In future, he destroyed so many soldiers in Kurukshetra war. So that was the benediction. Another benediction, they got chance to marry Draupadi. And King Drupada became their friend, and through Drupada, all his relative kings, they became their friend. So their power increased. So Duryodhana tried to destroy them completely. They tried to burn all the Pandavas, but their power increased. So that was benediction. Pandavas are in Aggatavas, they are living in incognito for 1 year. At that time also, later on when, I mean after the, at the end of 1 year, they, in that time they killed, Bhima killed Kichaka, which was necessary. And not only that, they became friend of King Virat. And later on, Virat offered his daughter to the son of Arjuna. In this way they made another relationship and their power increased. So in this way we see that each and every situation, so-called adverse situation, they were in the forest for 12 years. But in these 12 years they had no scarcity. Draupadi had a plate. She got this from, I think, Agnidev or someone. She got a plate. And until she takes her lunch at noon, from that plate, you can supply unlimited food. That type of plate she got. So there was the scarcity. Not only that, in that forest, Yudhishthira Maharaj got chance to improve and enlarge and, to expand his wisdom. Because there are so many sages living in the forest. For 12 years, Yudhishthira Maharaj got chance to listen from these great sages. Many sages were visiting Yudhishthira Maharaj in the forest and they were imparting wisdom to Yudhishthira Maharaj. So, compared to this wisdom, this palace is nothing. Enjoyment in palace, of course Yudhishthira Maharaj was not interested for enjoyment. But this palatial, living in a palace is much inferior and cannot be compared even. Chance Yudhishthira Maharaj got in the forest to expand his wisdom from the different sages. So in this way, under all adverse condition, we must see that there is benediction. And even if we cannot see, sometimes we may not see, but then we must understand that it is also God's mercy due to my bad karma. Tatte unakampam sushamikshamano. This is due to my bad karma I am suffering. And that suffering also, the Krishna gives just like a medicine. Sometimes if you have a skin problem, skin disease, maybe doctor can give a drop of ointment and maybe your skin is burning. But this burning is not bad because I have skin disease and this ointment is medicine. So although it is burning for some time, this will cure my disease. Similarly, God, when He is giving some burning to His devotees, some so-called punishment, that is also minimized. That punishment is curing His disease. So, under all circumstances, everything is positive in devotee's life. Sometimes the kurmi people, non-devotees, they complain. The devotional life is only negative, but it is the most positive life. Because under all adverse conditions, you see only positive. And not only see, you realize from your heart and you feel happy that life is only positive. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Do you have any question or comment? If you have any question or comment.
Okay. Is it alright if I speak? Oh, she wants to speak first. All right.
For me, it's very important, and for this I tell. We cannot think that we are very nice only because we come into the temple and we make all sadhana and we chant Hare Krishna. Only for this we are not very nice. We must to be very nice with all the people is coming here. If we must to be welcome to everybody. If we are not like this, we are nothing. The same, we must think we are not devotee. We must think I am learning for to be devotee. I am not nice. I try for to be nice. This is the to be nice. I try, only I try. I am not nice. If we are not nice, because we are not welcome with all the persons they come here. Yesterday I bring two doctors here and nobody was, no, only Sankalpa and Namaste Prabhu, they was very nice. with these persons, thank you. Only they was very nice. And others, no nice. We must be welcome to everybody. Until this time, no happen. No happen nothing here. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yeah, we must welcome everyone. But if someone doesn't welcome us, then we must think that it is God's arrangement and I am suffering my own karma. We must try to serve Lord by preaching. By actually, this Srila Prabhupada started this movement for preaching to help others. But at the same time, if we are insulted ourselves, we should think that it is due to my karma. But for others, we must try to cooperate. For others, we should be sweet. But if somebody insults us, we should think that it is due to my karma. Thank you, Mataji, for your good comment. Okay.
A tough act to follow. Basically, I was just getting some realization as your class was going on that so many things that I am desiring, that actually Krishna is withholding those desires, withholding fulfilling those desires, that is actually perhaps a great benediction. And I should be, rather than in any anxiety, not that I'm in a great deal of anxiety, but rather than having any anxiety, I should be welcoming the mercy of the Lord, however, whatever form it takes. Thank you very much. Very nice class. Hare Krishna.
Thank you for the comment. Anybody else has any question or comment? Mataji has a question.
Hare Krishna. Another great class, Prabhu. So many instructions in that. At the beginning you spoke, how do we become favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead?
Again, sometimes I cannot understand American accent, you know.
This is Australian.
Australian accent or any Western accent.
I'm asking, how do you become favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead?
Yeah, by sincerely trying. Mainly, I like the yesterday's class very much delivered by Janani Vasu Prabhu. The last portion, you know, we must please Guru, you know, Guru and Vaishnavas. They are more powerful than God. The main power is with Guru and the Vaishnavas. So we must please, we must give our main attention to Guru and Vaishnava. Then I think we'll be able to draw the attention of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if we, serve Guru and Vaishnava very sincerely, then everything becomes much easier, you know. Otherwise, if we directly try to please God, it will be difficult, you know. We must go through the channel, you know. If we can please our immediate authorities, then we can, the devotional life become much easier and comfortable. Okay, Hare Krishna.
I'm just curious to the five sons of the Pandavas, what their benediction was. I was curious to know, you were saying after a negative thing, then a positive thing comes. So the five Pandavas, they were killed, the sons of the five Pandavas. So I was wondering what their benediction was.
In this regard, I can tell you a very nice story, if time permits. Have you heard the name of Ashtaboshu? Ashtaboshus are actually, they are the demigods in heaven. There is a very nice story which will clarify your question. That in heaven, there are eight demigods called Ashtaboshu. Eight brothers, or eight Boshu, you know, I don't know whether they are brother or not, but they are eight together. And they offended one great sage. I think they had stolen a cow of a great sage. And the leader was the main Boshu, you know, the chief Boshu was the leader, you know, who helped other seven Boshus to steal that cow. So immediately the sage became very angry and he cursed these demigods that you will take birth on earth planet. That is a great curse, because for them, those who are living in heaven, for them earth is like hell. So they started to cry. Then they approached Ganga, Mother Ganga. Mother Ganga, please bless us. We cannot accept this curse. Then Mother Ganga told, okay, I'll try. So she approached that Muni She approached that sage and requested that sage, please forgive these 8 demigods for their small offense. Then the sage told, I can forgive 7, but I cannot forgive the chief who made the plan and who induced others to steal the cow. So then for the chief, the chief leader, he will stay on our planet for 100 years. And other 7 will come back just after birth. So, who got the maximum punishment? The chief. So later on, Ganga came to Earth planet and she got married with King Shantanu. With the condition that whatever I will do, he cannot protest. So then when Ganga delivered her first child, who is that first child? All these offenders, you know. So, Ganga took her first child and dropped into Ganges, in the water of Ganges. Apparently, this is a punishment. But actually, because that Muni had forgiven this person, Muni had forgiven, that's why it is a benediction. He has gone back to heaven just after birth. Apparently, it is a punishment. Like these 7 children were thrown into Ganges water. Apparently, from the earthen, from our point of view, they are thrown into water. It is cruelty and it is a punishment. But actual punishment was suffered by Bhishma Deva, the last son. But apparently, we see our last son was lucky because Ganga did not throw him into the water. But other 7 sons were unlucky. But from the point of heaven, 7 sons are lucky and Bhishma was unlucky. Similarly, these 5 Pandavas, we don't know their whole history, only Krishna knows and Jamraja knows. So they know that they will be promoted to some upper grade which is much more desirable than this earthly condition. Okay? Hare Krishna. Any other comment or question, Prabhu? Jananivas Prabhu? Oh, there is a question from internet. Radha Kishore Devidashi, Gurgaon. Non-devotees like Putana get liberated, but it is also said that Krishna gives everyone their free will. If these demons did not want to be liberated, then how does Krishna liberate them? Can you please help me understand this? So the question is very nice, but it is very difficult to understand the inner history of Putana. How Putana passed many millions of years, what was her previous history, we don't know. Somehow or other we must accept that she was fit for that mercy. Compared to others, she got this mercy. Somehow or other we have to be near God. Even a bad man, if he goes near to some good man, sometimes he gets benefited. So we have to be near God somehow or other. But regarding Putana's actual will and what she was in her previous birth and in many millions of years, how he passed her life, that is only recorded by the agents of God. So we don't know, but somehow or other she got God's mercy. And what happened to Putana may not happen to me, but somehow or other Putana achieved that. But if we know the whole history of millions of her previous lives, then maybe we can understand better. But I don't know what happened in her previous life. If anyone can answer this question, I'll be very happy.
Great sage has the answer. It said in a previous birth she was the sister of Baliraj. And when Vamandev came to Bali, he was very beautiful. Vamandev is one of them. So she was struck with she was overwhelmed by his sweet beauty. So she said, I wish I had a son like that. I wish he were my son. She was thinking like that. And then later on when he arrested Bali and squished him down to Sutala, arrested him, and then she wanted to kill him. She was so angry. So then Krishna fulfilled both her desires. He accepted her as a mother.
So there is history behind, thank you Prabhu.
And gave her opportunity to kill him.
There is a good history behind, we may not understand apparently, but there is a history, so for that we must accept that whatever happened is happened rightly. Thank you Prabhu. You want to add more? Question was that everyone has free will. So if Putana doesn't have free will to be liberated, how Krishna gave her liberation?
No, I don't think anybody would really argue on that point. If Krishna killed you and you got liberation, I don't think anybody would argue, or you wouldn't argue. No. So that's considered one of the five greatnesses of Krishna. And Shukadeva Goswami, at the end of the 10th canto, he says, he's one of these five great qualities that even he killed someone who was envious, they got liberation. So, even if you do desire by your free will to stay in the material world, it's wrong. So at least Krishna kills you and gets you rid of that, gets you out of the material world. So that's actually a benediction. So I don't think anybody would really mind if they got liberation.
She's thinking that how Krishna can, work against our free will.
My understanding is that we always have the choice. So after being liberated, even going back to Krishna Loka, the highest form of liberation, one can choose. Well, I want. But generally, people are souls are very intelligent at that point, and they know this is not in my best interest to go return to the material world. But the choice is always there to serve Krishna or not serve Krishna. That's inherent in the minute independent that the living entity has. So he may give benediction of liberation. In the future, someone can reject it. But after they're seeing how nice it is, why would they reject it?
Any other comment? Thank you, Prabhu. Vedanta Gauranga Prabhu. Jai Granthras Srimad Bhagavatam ki.
We have another question. There's another question over there.
Pardon?
Haribol. It's not a question, it's a comment. That even if one is a demon, but if she saw Vamana Dev and she became attracted, that even one moment you become attracted from Krishna, then obviously you attain liberation. So that's, it's not that she didn't have the desire to attain, she was a demon, but for one moment she became attracted to Krishna, then automatically you become liberated.
Samagata Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki, Netaya Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol.